Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Thank you for joining me again in this, our next podcast in our series about the ongoing conversion and regeneration of our soul by the grace of God. Our topic today is about love. This is our second podcast, and when I was looking at the building blocks that are involved in our cooperation with God in our ongoing conversion, and I was reading through different quotes and sayings by the saints, I found that they all talked about love as the most important element. They unanimously agree that it is love that surpasses and binds all the other virtues and works to bring about the full conversion of our soul. So I'm going to quote St. John the Theologian from his epistle. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that does not love does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4:7-8. So we are born of God, and we're born in the Spirit when we're baptized. And we are continually regenerated by the Spirit in our ongoing process of purification and illumination that takes place as we strive to live and fulfill our vows that we took at our baptism or chrismation and return to the church. As in my case, I am someone who returned to the church. We made vows, and when we were children, our godparents made them for us. But at some point, we have to choose our baptism, and that's when this regeneration, this ongoing regeneration by grace, really starts to get activated, when we consciously choose our baptism. And I know several people that were cradle-born and fell away from the church, or just went to church once or twice a year, and they came back to the church as full participants after a while because they realized that something was missing in their life and that they weren't accomplishing their vows that they had taken when they were baptized as children. So this is a subject that I love. It's something I'm working on very diligently, but I'm very far from the mark. So I'm going to be relying on a lot of quotes of saints today to help fill in spaces that I am lacking. So our first saint for the day, besides St. John, is St. Synclectica. And she is a holy mother. She was started off as a nun and then became an abbess of a convent, which my holy father told me that it's either her convent or very close to her convent that the nuns that were kidnapped in Syria came from. And it's also believed that she was the person who harbored St. Athanasius on one of his exiles when he was hidden in a cistern. And because he wrote all the sayings from her life and chronicled her life. So we're going to let St. Synclectica give us her words of wisdom right now about love. First, we must persevere and perceive what is revealed by the grace of God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, and thy neighbor as thyself. Luke 10:17. These two commandments are the summit of the law, and upon them rest all the fullness of grace. These words are few, but great and continuous in their power, because all that is good and beneficial to the soul hangs on these two commandments. According to the testimony of St. Paul, the end of the commandment is love, 1 Timothy 1:5. Whatever is useful, whatever words have been spoken according to the grace of the Holy Spirit, they commence with love and they conclude with love. Therefore, salvation is this twofold love. I must always, however, add what each of us knows. We must always desire to possess love, which is the greatest virtue of all. Thank you, Holy Mother. I think she's a pretty hard act to follow, but I have some other really great quotes for you as well. And what really struck me was that everything begins and ends with love. Okay, so now we're going to move on to our next saint, Metropolitan Anthony of Syros. And he shares more about the actual process of conversion that we're going through. And I find this quote very, very useful in helping us to understand how God is working in us. We cannot possibly partake deeply in the life of God unless we change profoundly. It is therefore essential that we should go to God in order that He should transform and change us. And that is why, to begin with, we must all become converts. Conversion in Latin and Hebrew means to turn, a change in direction. The word in Greek means a change of mind. Conversion means that instead of spending our lives looking in all directions, we should follow one direction only. And I'm going to interrupt Metropolitan Anthony right now to say that this was so true for me in my return to the church. So challenging. It took me 2 or 3 years to actually go through the process of my initial reconversion. And I had to leave everything behind. And believe me, that was 20 years of New Age, Eastern, and metaphysical beliefs that were directly in conflict with Eastern Orthodox Christianity. So I understand this. We have to follow one direction. Back to Metropolitan Anthony. It is a turning away from a great many things that we know are ultimately not good for us. The first impact of conversion is to modify our sense of values, God being the center of all. Everything acquires a new position and a new depth. All that is God's, all that belongs to Him, is positive and real. Everything that is outside of Him ultimately has no value or meaning. And I will interrupt Metropolitan Anthony once more. Forgive me, Metropolitan Anthony. But this is so true that everything I had to relook at, and it's part of what's going to be in my new book, I had to reevaluate everything through my relationship with Christ. And if it didn't include Christ, then it was ultimately of no value to me. Back to Metropolitan Anthony. But it is not change of mind alone that we can call conversion. We can change our minds and go no further. What must follow is an act of will. And unless our will comes into motion and is redirected towards God, there is no conversion. At the most, there is only an insipid, still dormant, and inactive change in us. So this last part where Metropolitan Anthony says an act of will, and unless our will comes into motion. This is probably the most important thing about our cooperation with God, is our turning our will towards Him. And it's the most difficult, at least for me. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm very attached to doing things my way. And my second book is all about that and what God had to do to break me down, to humble my bones, as the Psalm 50 says, the bones that will be humbled. Well, my bones had to be humbled in a major way in order for me to understand that God's will was much more important than my own. And so I'm going to turn to yet another wonderful person in our church and saint, Bishop Nikolai Vilimirovich. And we're going to go to his quote. which is very simple but very to the point about the importance of turning our will to God. This is from the prologue, January 29th. O my brethren, our will is as elusive as a will-o'-the-wisp. Let us not follow it and perish, but let us follow the will of the Lord, who loves mankind, who alone knows what is best for us. And of course, I think I know what's best for me. But that's not true. And that is what I had to contend with throughout my initial conversion and over these 17 years as I've been integrating and learning how to cooperate with Christ in my ongoing conversion. So our final quote today will be a completion of a quote we started in the first podcast by Saint Diadochus of Fotiki. And this is taken from the Philokalia. In a portraiture, when the full range of colors is added to the outline, the painter captures the likeness of the subject, even down to the smile. Something similar happens to those who are being repainted by God's grace in the divine likeness. When the luminosity of love is added, then it is evident that the image has been fully transformed into the beauty of the likeness. I'm going to interrupt Saint Diadochus. Isn't that profound? When the luminosity of love is added, then it is evident that the image has been fully transformed into the beauty of the likeness of God. We'll go back now to the quote. Love alone among the virtues can confer dispassion on the soul, for love is the fulfilling of the law, Romans 13:10. In this way, our inner man is renewed day by day through the experience of love, and the perfection of love defines its own fulfillment. Thank you, Saint Diadochus. So, again, it's so important regarding our will that we learn to turn our will towards God with love, because we're moving to God, who is love. And we have to do that through humility, which is going to be our next podcast. It's about humility. But at any rate, for us to fulfill this divine promise, this seed that has been planted in us by God, our will is so essential. And the giving of our will to God, as Christ did in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he said to the Father, "Thy will be mine." So may God be merciful to us and guide us as we learn to cooperate with the process of conversion and learn to love with every fiber of our being as the saints have loved. This is a reminder to you all that you don't have to worry about whether you got these quotes down or not, because I will post the quotes from each podcast on my blog. And you can find my blog by going to my author's website, pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com. And on my site, there's a navigation button for my blog. There will also be a link on my OCN webpage about this podcast to my author's website as well. So I hope this has been of value to you. I'm going to and with the words of Elder Perforius. I love Elder Perforius. This is from his book, Wounded by Love. He who loves little gives little. He who loves more gives more. And he who loves beyond measure, what has he to give? He gives himself. Our task is to find the way to enter into the light of Christ. The essence of the matter is for us to be with Christ, for our soul to wake up and to love Christ and to become holy. I think That about sums it up. Thank you so much for tuning in. How magnified are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me. In wisdom hast thou made them all. God bless you until our next podcast.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.